all this week. We're highlighting careers that we're fascinated by. It's Anna and Raven. Joining us, it's flavor guru Haley Nelson from Ben & Jerry's.
Haley, when somebody tells me there's a flavor taster for an ice cream company, and that's what you do all day long, I just say to myself, this isn't a real job.
Oh, it is. And actually, growing up, I remember sitting in my first grade class, and the teacher asked what we wanted to be when we grew up, and I had no idea. I think I said something like, oh, I'll be a nurse. Got to high school, but joked with my dad at that point that, you know, if I completely fail at life, I'll open a smoothie shop. I can make smoothies. And my dad was like, okay, you go for it. And then lo and behold, somehow I ended up making ice cream, and it's the best thing that could have happened.
How do you train to be an ice cream creator?
So I actually started working at the Ben & Jerry's factory in Waterbury, Vermont as a tour guide. And over the years, I stayed working through college, came back over the summers, and then we built a flavor lab in Waterbury where I started making exclusive flavors just for the tours. And from that, I ended up moving into R&D. So it was just kind of start young and grow up with the company.
I wonder what the pressure's like when you're trying to measure up to Chunky Monkey or Cherry Garcia. That's the kind of stuff that keep you up late at night.
Well, to be completely honest, I've had some pretty awful ice cream ideas. They're not all winners.
Wait, I need to know. What was a rejected ice cream flavor?
One of my personal favorites, pretty widely rejected by the masses, lemon poppy seed. I love lemon poppy seed ice cream, but nobody wants poppy seeds stuck in their teeth.
Right.
So that one never took.
Yeah, it's true. It's just a mess. And then your friends are stuck in that weird place. Do I tell her? Do I not tell her? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
You had three conversations since then. Yeah, it's awkward.
Like, our bosses are very black and white with us. So if they do like something we like, they're like, good job. If they don't, they're like, that was the dumbest thing you've ever done. Do they ever say to you, what are you thinking? Nobody wants to eat this.
Oh, my gosh, no. Our managers like to give us kitchen challenges. So every now and then they'll ask us to do something completely off the wall, and we're the ones looking at him like, are you sure you want us to do that?
I feel like the kid standing in front of the Slurpee machine. I'm going to make every color. Every color goes in the one cup.
Pretty much, but it's always really fun, and we always do end up getting some learnings and some really cool, fun, tasty things, so it's pretty great.
Flavor guru Haley Nelson from Ben & Jerry's. Do you ever get tired of eating ice cream?
Certain flavors I kind of get a little over after a while, but honestly, there's so many different options. I just am not sick of ice cream as a category now.
What is your go-to flavor right now?
Oh, gosh. My go-to right now has been for about a year. It's non-dairy caramel almond brittle, technically made with almond milk, but it tastes just like the Christmas cookies that my family used to make when I was younger, so it's really nostalgic for me.
That sounds so good.
What is the one that you're just like, oh, please, tired of hearing from you, Chunky Monkey, stop calling me?
I'm probably going to get a lot of people saying, what is she talking about? But for me, that one's probably half-baked, and all of my brothers, I'm the youngest of six, and three of my brothers are just half-baked fans. They just love it so much. That's all I ever hear about. Like, did you bring any half-baked home? Like, can we get some half-baked?
Hippies.
The new ice cream flavor, Netflix and Chill. I always giggle because I think the names are the funniest part of working for Ben & Jerry's.
I think that means you're going to get busy, right?
Who comes up with the names? Is that your job, too?
Sometimes. We actually, the names can come from anywhere in our company. We have a really cool way of working with all the different departments that everyone kind of gets together and comes up with brainstorms for flavor names or flavor ideas. Everyone has a little bit of a say. So I don't actually know who did this flavor name, but I do know we got a group of people together from a bunch of different departments. I know Netflix also got to talk with us about what they wanted to call it. We almost always end up with a couple of really good ideas. Sometimes they're not the kind of thing we want to publish, like maybe we shouldn't put that in writing, but they're almost always incredibly funny.
This is fascinating.
Yeah.
Like a regular day, you wake up, you have coffee, then you have ice cream. I just want to make sure I understand.
Oh, God, no. You know, so actually I dream about ice cream now. It's gotten to the point where I have flavor ideas in my sleep, and I wake up and I'm like, oh, I should write that down.
Are you also naked in those dreams? Because I have those dreams, too, where the song's going to end, and I'm naked running back to the studio. Like, who would be naked here at the radio station?
Do you happen to have a pint of Netflix and Chilled in your hand while you're doing that?
Next time I will, I'm sure of that.
Flavor guru Haley Nelson from Ben & Jerry's, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Yeah, no, thank you guys for chatting with us. I hope you all having a wonderful day.